Who told you that? I told you that. All right, we're officially recording, boys. The newest episode of the Fat Cast has begun. I don't know where to put the phone. I think we're going to put it here.
Yeah, good spot.
Yeah, here we go. Killer.
Okay. Perfect.
Everybody, seatbelt. Seatbelt. Everybody safe? Everybody safe? Everybody safe? Seatbelts?
Everybody good?
No seatbelt.
Scott. Scott's going to die. Heard?
Dawson also doesn't have a seatbelt.
Oh, Dawson might die too. Look. We have multiple deaths.
Dawson put it on though.
Finally.
Dawson's got the upper body of a Greek god.
He's
going
to lift the car off. It was
only okay for me to have my seatbelt off when Dawson has it.
Yeah, but now you got to run with the pack.
It's better if we all die.
Scott's a coward.
But now that we're both dying,
we formed a suicide pack 3 years ago.
Wow, that's deep.
What age though? What, like 30, 40?
We both told each other we'd know the right time.
We would know when.
Is now feeling like...
On the day that we call each other at the same time.
Do you have a fucking safe word?
Oh, shit, bro.
What, you just text the other person apricot and you both go to the same building to jump off of at the same time?
Scott, I might have to get a 4-cylinder.
What kind of car is Dawson getting? Let's talk about that.
I want an Audi.
So what? Let's make a topic out of it. What is everyone's dream car slash the car they're pursuing?
Oh my god, I want to fucking lift a Mustang so bad.
Hey?
Like the Brawler from GTA 5. It's like a fucking. It looks like a. Or I would do like a classic Mustang, like a. I don't know if I'm thinking of like a 67 or a 66, but like a real old school Mustang. And then I would lift it like a foot and a half in the air. Like
R33 those. Skyline GTR.
Oh, dude, that sounds so neat. It's got a lot of letters in it and shit.
It's right-hand drive. It's imported from Japan.
Okay. It's got to go with the Japanese.
Very, very clean, fast cars. Paul Walker's car from Fast and Furious.
That's what that bitch was?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah.
Too Fast, Too
I want a midnight purple one.
I'll take a R8.
Audi R8's a good choice.
I take an I8, dude.
You really want
this BMW I8s? Are you kidding me? Dude, that's because you're a pussy, dude. You're scared of electricity, bro.
I'm scared of electricity.
Yeah, you are a fucking pussy.
And I'm not scared.
You're a pussy, Scott.
I like conventional motors.
That's because you don't know the new wave
conventional
of tech.
Conventional sounds like a made up word.
Conventional?
Yeah.
They use it for a lot of things. Conventional is like basic.
Conventional oil.
Conventional oil.
Yeah, there's conventional and synthetic.
Interesting.
Yeah, what a fucking dumbass.
Fuck synthetic.
Made up conventional.
Dude, I know you did, bro. There's no way there's conventional oil.
I'm kidding. I did not make up that fucking word.
No, I know you're not making up the word conventional. I just think you're making up different ways to use
it. No, conventional oil is a thing. It's for, like, old V8s, for, like, old Fords and Chevys. They don't use synthetic oil. It's what they used before synthetic oil. Newer cars use all synthetic now.
Ah, very. Okay. All right. Well, see, some days you get to learn new things. It's nice.
Today's one of them.
Today is one of those days.
Yay.
You guys know they think the dinosaurs had feathers. Have we ever spoke about that?
So I'm sure some did, like the dodo.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine just these terrifying giant birds with fucking mad feathers?
I had a bearded dragon once.
The feathers would be as big as our fucking head.
I did have a bearded dragon as well.
Oh, the bearded dragon.
It died at the age of 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
What?
Mine didn't.
And then I got a refund. It had cancer.
I got a refund. Where'd you get a refund for the fucking
And where did
dragon?
You get a cancerous lizard?
PetSmart has diseased baby bearded dragons.
What?
You guys heard it here first.
Shots or something.
PetSmart's
got a whole scandal going on right now.
Oh, no.
They get defective bearded dragons and sell them to people. And I'm
from Indonesia.
Everybody raid your public library.
Raid the public library. For information?
For quality.
For librarians.
Librarians can be hot, man. But they can also not be. It's a real tough mix.
Yeah.
My kindergarten elementary library attendant.
Boy.
Miss Richardson used to give me a hard on when she read Dr. Seuss rhymes.
Nigga, what?
Oh my god, dude.
You did not just say that.
You want to talk about Nelson?
Nah.
Ms. Richardson.
Mad hard-ons?
Mad hard-ons when she read Dr. Seuss.
That's wild.
And you fuck with that on the floor?
Her daughter goes to SU.
I know she does.
She's kind of bad. I get the next best thing.
So you're not going to fuck Miss Richardson?
Yeah. I'm going to read her Dr. Seuss.
Okay, book. Well.
You're making men look bad right now.
I'm going to write her rhymes.
Talking about, I can get her daughter now. It's the next best thing.
I will break her back.
Okay.
Well. Yeah. Yo,
oh, I can't edit any
everybody
of this.
In the podcast. We don't claim this, nigga.
I can't edit any of this.
Man, what's this crack pipe doing in the backseat?
Let me see which one it is. Is it the big one or the small one?
It still has some in here. Hold on.
Let me hit it. Let me hit that shit.
Crack.
No crack was abused in this video.
Only used, not abused. Just like our women. Gang shit.
Soft gang shit.
Where are they at? In the ashtray.
There's a little ashtray next to the mic.
Thanks.
I used to use my wallet at parties.
What?
That's actually smart.
Yeah.
That's put a little bag section
there. I use my wallet to hold my cards and money and other currency.
Oh, you should try ashing it, dude. Using it for regular shit's weird.
Yeah, I don't know why you would use a wallet for cards and money.
Don't use that window, actually.
Why is it broken?
No, you can use that window. I've used it a lot.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks. Okay, so you really can't.
But thanks, Scott. Thanks for trying to help.
He got T-bone.
Yeah.
Then he got T-bone, guys.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
The whole side of that car is completely ruined, so, like.
He still drives it around. It's been a good 2, 3, 4, 5 months.
Yeah. Definitely 5 months.
Did you claim it on your shirts?
Nope.
Not yet, but I got, like, up to 2 years.
Yeah, you do. There's actually. Geico doesn't even have it time.
Geico.
Save 15% or more on car insurance.
By switching to Bodycab.
That's not copyright, by the way. I came up with that myself.
Save 15% or more on car insurance.
Car insurance.
Geico stole that from me. I got a major lawsuit in play.
Scott's big suing.
To anybody listening, there's a hot-ass female to the right of us.
What? Damn. We all missed everyone.
She's in cheetah print. I saw her.
She's in cheetah print, dude?
Yeah,
bro. That's a prostitute,
that's not,
bro.
That's not it.
She could have been.
Women wearing cheetah print aren't real women. Money. It's not how this works.
What happens if your phone rings during the podcast?
I think it just pauses, but I would just get rid of the call and then go right back to it. Yeah, I haven't done the math on that yet. Text don't interrupt it or anything. So, no, I'm good there.
What do you think your hair would look like growing out?
Me?
Yeah.
It looks pretty good, man. I had hair when I got my senior photos done, and I'm really proud of those bad boys.
There's a Jeep off-roading.
My hair was decent.
It's a Jeep off-roading.
No, it's literally just
it is off the road. It's off-roading.
Bro, he's literally, like, in a driveway.
Off the road.
He's off the road, isn't he?
He is off the road.
It's a gravel driveway.
Hey, did you some dumb Scott?
Fuck off.
I hear that.
The road is still a road, is it not?
How did it snow today? Can we talk about the weather?
it definitely snowed today, yo.
It snowed its ass off. Yeah, dude, stop hitting the crack, bro.
I think you have popcorn lung.
I have fucking mold lung, dude. Lived in asbestos for 10 years.
Asbestos,
so we won't be seeing you very much longer, huh?
If I keep smoking like this, man, I'm barely fitting in 30.
No.
Oh, shit.
So, if that was my lifespan, I would come in as many bitches as possible.
What?
That's just too much money to
do. Scott. I'm
See,
only
a
shut the fuck
only,
up.
No, listen,
shut
listen.
The fuck up.
A woman can only
shut
have a kid every 9 months. A man can
what?
Have one every day. If you time it right.
Shut up.
That's
you
not,
don't have to be dying to want a nut in as many women as possible. Just do it. I'm doing it.
If I came in every woman that I've ever fucked, I'd have a lot of kids.
No, you wouldn't. You just got plan B about my little Durkio. Trust me, bro.
I'm not plan B. I'm plan A-ing.
Get your money up. Got your money up, sonny.
Don't get him pregnant.
No,
I've had a plan B twice before.
Get your money up, get your funny up. Plan B in the Mitches. No risk. Then you don't even have to worry. You don't even have to text them back. Like,
time I was worried I was going to make my ex-girlfriend fertile.
You're going to make her fertile?
She couldn't have kids, so.
Then
you
know,
good. It was like a fucking fun zone.
Yeah.
Like, I would keep it real with you.
Splash zone in her pussy, bro.
Yeah.
And guess what? She couldn't, like, she literally, she loved it.
She loved getting that stuff inside
she
her, dude?
She loved it, bro. She'd walk around with it. We'd go to Walmart.
No.
Wow, she would just be drip, drip, drip. Bunch of like a drip, drip, drip.
She lives in this neighborhood.
Oh, fuck.
Let's go pull up on her.
No. Let's pull up on her and come on her, dude.
She does.
Yeah, let's see if she wants to take it from the gang.
Actually, I'm sorry. She lives in North Carolina with her boyfriend, but if you guys want her OnlyFans.
Nah,
just send us the Addy. Oh, dude, OnlyFans is running the business, bro.
Bro, look, I ran her OnlyFans. I'm on her OnlyFans. If anybody wants to see me get my dick sucked, I will give you the link.
Oh, that's so dope, dude.
My hand is up. I want to see that dick sucked.
I think she charges like $20 a month.
I'm not paying real. 20 months, but just send me the
dude,
video.
My bitches is free.
I mean...
What? Yeah, dude. You just gotta pay for specific posts and messages and stuff.
That's the one.
Dude. It works out pretty well, dude.
I hope it's not that easy in real life.
I think so. It might be, dude. I run this shit. I might be... Yeah, boys, I might be running this shit now.
Well, I tried it, and, you know, you just gotta post on Reddit.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's a lot of horn dogs.
Oh, yeah. Push a girl's titty drop on the titty drop Reddit.
Yep.
r/titty drop. That's free game for y'all.
Yeah.
OnlyFans Gen Z was the thread that she blew up on my ass.
Oh, nice.
No.
But listen. She just moved with her boyfriend. Mind you, she got me to fuck her, and she tried fucking me again, like, 2 weeks ago. But she got me to fuck her in November. I didn't know she had a boyfriend. She still has a boyfriend and tried to do it again. And now she moved to North Carolina. Sheesh. That man is getting... His girl is getting ran through, my boy. Like, he has no clue either. It's so crazy to me that he's just, like, oblivious because she's not secretive. Like, it's pretty fucked.
Scott, let me tell
you. She posts other dudes fucking her on her OnlyFans and tells them that they were old videos.
That's crazy.
No, Scott, let me stop you right there, buddy. Bitches like that. That exact bitch that you're talking about is the reason niggas have trust issues. You go fuck another nigga and tell me it's an old video when you post it? Bitch, you a whole homegrown thot. What are you talking about, old video? What?
Yeah, well, see, you know, she didn't do that when she was with me.
I know, but it's the fact that any woman
but I
does
think
it
it's
at all.
Funny, so I just suspected her cheating. I couldn't prove it, so I just broke up with her. But, you know, she did. I found out later on, so my hunch was right. What? I shouldn't have to suspect it, you feel me? Like... I don't know.
Okay, but...
I wasn't crazy about it. I just sent her a breakup text one night. I did every text. She was like...
Every text.
Okay. And then the next day, she posted a story at some dude's house. And, you know, I can't be mad about it.
You can be a little mad about it,
it was, like, last June.
I'd be a little mad about it, but...
I mean, what else was she supposed to do? You broke up with her and be like, oh, got
That's me. What she told me. When she got me to talk to her in November, she was That's like, fun. Well, I didn't have a boyfriend, did I? And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean...
That's funny. He made like,
facts. I didn't fuck for 4 months after that. I went abstinent.
You better than me, my boy.
Scott Big Master me.
Somebody else talk.
Somebody else say some shit. Flowers.
All right, so back to the car topic.
Oh, yeah, cars. Shout out cars.
Dawson, what's yours? What's your dream car?
An RE. Or, yeah.
What color?
White with the black.
Okay. That boy cute with it.
Honestly.
Yeah,
or black.
You should get the white. You should get the white interior, the white suede interior.
Yeah, honestly, I might just finesse the Jeep for like a few months and then just save up and then have money for a down payment.
Your brother is very pissed about that.
I don't give a fuck. I don't know why he decides to text me.
I don't think he has anyone else to like rant to.
Dude, he doesn't, but that's not my business.
He has no say in anything that has to do with that vehicle. He doesn't work. What is he gonna? What does he need it for?
That's hilarious, yeah. You guys disagree with SeaWorld, right? You hear about all the abuse going on.
Oh, fuck SeaWorld.
That's been a thing, though.
I know, dude.
It's been going on for just now. Like, oh, no.
It doesn't affect me or my well-being, so.
Oh, Scott, don't be
You're
so
a fucking
vicious,
asshole,
bro.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I hope an orca comes and fucks your ass
dude,
up in the
for
ocean.
Real,
bro.
For real.
The shark's gonna eat your ass, man.
Orcas are the most violent.
To all
violent.
The orcas listening, bro.
Orcas are the most
violent. Put that one on me. I did not mean it. I was just kidding.
He wasn't fucking kidding.
Orcas are bad, man.
I'm kidding for the sake of being canceled.
You heard it here first. He's only kidding because he's only going to get canceled.
Why is any celebrity kidding when they get canceled?
They're not kidding. They actually apologize.
Mel Gibson. I was just kidding, dude.
It was all a joke.
I was just joking.
Unless you're Chris Rock.
Unless you're Chris Rock.
Will Smith, I was just joking, man.
Yeah.
I was just kidding. Whoop up! Got his ass.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, can we talk about that?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. That's fucking crazy. I think it was a little...
A G.I. Jane joke? But he didn't have to go on stage.
But you know the one... He did it, though, because Jada was pressed about it, though. Like, you can see...
That's the only reason Will even went up there.
Yeah. So, she also didn't intentionally shave her hair. It's from a disease, so that's why he was kind of... But it's also a joke, so I don't know.
Yeah, the Oscars is jokes every year. Every year they shit on all the actors the whole time. So, like...
Keep my wife's name
out your fucking mouth.
Out your fucking mouth. Bro, I thought we were in fucking Bel Air. Like...
Nah... The new Bel Air.
I can't watch it.
Yeah, then he won a fucking Oscar afterwards.
You guys had to hand it to him. That's so funny, bro.
Nah, he was thinking about Tupac. He was trying to be like Tupac. He wanted to be loved the way Jada loved Tupac.
Well, he might become like Tupac. Chris Rock would be like, yo.
Yeah,
Chris Rock might just pop his ass.
He just did, my honest opinion. Nah,
Tupac is
he can't, like, risk her getting upset about anything. He knows she'll fuck someone else. It's been
designed. Yeah, that's also the thing. She definitely does.
Bro, she said that shit to him on Ellen. That bitch is a savage.
No, she... Did she really...
Yeah, bro, how's he supposed to react? Like...
Break up with her? I'm cooling? Walk backstage and leave?
Chris Rock for the disrespect.
Well, they weren't together at the time. They said, but like,
so why get back together with that bitch then?
Will was probably thinking in his head how many passes he could have had.
Yeah.
Like, he could have fucked anyone he wanted in that time era that she fucked.
And it's Will Smith.
And it's Will Smith. Like, he could have gotten jiggy with it with any shorty, like, he wanted. But he didn't. He was faithful. I give him that. Can't help these hoes.
I mean, he probably wasn't, honestly, but supposedly he's faithful.
Bro, at least he's
smart about it. If he isn't faithful,
he's damn smart about it, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like,
bitches would sign NDAs walking in my house.
Yeah.
He's faithful as long as we don't know about it. That's how that goes. If she don't know about it and we don't know about it, he's faithful.
I think that's fair.
I think that's how every man works.
That boy got too many cameras on him.
All I'm saying, Scott, is if I had that much money... A sneaky link would be no objective to me. That shit would be easy as fuck. Babe, I'm at a shoot right now. Shooting the nut at this bitch face? I ain't in a no shoot. Fuck is you talking about?
Anybody watch the Genius Trilogy?
No.
No, dude, I really should have watched it. I haven't checked that yet. Ever since we were watching Your Place on Shrooms, I haven't seen it. I haven't loaded it up. Did you watch all of it, Scott?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I finished it up the other day. Everybody told me it was late. But I can say the same
with
you guys.
Exactly. Was it fascinating?
Yeah, bro. I fucked with it, you know?
That's pretty cool.
I just think that, like, you know, when he got to, like, 2016, 2017... So the whole reason that Kanye's fucking Kanye is because his mom was his manager, his everything, you know, Donda West.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, he had her all through his blowing up, and then he didn't have any advice after that. So when she died, he never grieved. He was on tour a week later.
Yeah.
Like, that man grieved, kept grinding, and then had a full-on mental break in 2016 and went to a mental hospital and shit. You know, and after that, you know, now he started, you know, found God, started with the Donda albums and love and family and shit. Then his girl... You know, Kim K. That was a mistake.
That was a boo-boo.
But hopefully he calms down a little bit. Because that man, he is a little on the nutty side. I'll give him that.
Yeah, if I would... Kim... Yeah, what the fuck? I would not stay with this man.
Now, yeah, no. I would have left him if I were her. I mean, I would be a little crazy too. But being famous, I think I'd know better.
It's also, he's crazy publicly. He doesn't even care.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, I would be, like, crazy like that and be able to post on my story, but 5 million people wouldn't see it. The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's
absurd. You gotta factor that in.
He's gonna make a spam.
I feel like if it was a normal person, it wouldn't be the same, but it's very, very, like, so, like, it would be acceptable if it was just any normal person, but with it being Kanye West and he's supposed to be this big, you know, celebrity role model to, like, all these people that look up to him, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
The way he acted. And I think, you know, he should have, as a 40 30-some-odd-year-old man. The 30-some... How old is he?
The 30s to 40s, for sure.
Yeah, well, either way, he should have known better. He should have thought before he acted. And he still hasn't taken the shit down, most of it. He's... I don't know.
He's kind of stuck in his ways, bro.
I feel you, but...
I mean, like, if you think about it, as a celebrity, you have hella people telling you, this isn't right, this is wrong, this is shitty, you're a shitty person. And he's acknowledging everyone who's telling him you shouldn't be doing this, and he still does it, he still keeps the post up, and he hasn't apologized.
I mean, he's on top still, like, nobody's gonna take that from him. Nobody's gonna stop listening to his music, so...
I mean, he's not really on top, to be honest, but that's an opinion.
No, I mean, he's one of the top.
I think he's already made
of all time. He's made his permanent, like...
He's had his peak.
Yeah, he's had his peak, but he's made his permanent, like, impact on the rap game. He's never coming down from his financial stability, like...
Yeah.
He's not gonna, like, fall off anytime soon, so...
You wanna run and go get raps real quick?
Yeah.
Well, if Kanye listen, do better, bro. Cause I'm doing better, you gotta do better, cause.
Jesus.
That's how that works.
I'm in my lighters.
No. Did you let it go out?
She's had it for a long time.
Bro, I thought it was just gone. Scott, if you ever do that shit in my car again, we're gonna have serious problems. So, what do you guys think about, ethically, abortions under 2 months?
That's fine. I feel like 2 months is a bit much.
I think that's the max. You don't, like, when you get pregnant, you might not know till a month.
Yeah, facts.
So you might want to think on it, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I mean, like, assuming they knew from the start, I feel like 30 days is enough. You
yeah,
know?
I say 30 days know, from the time you find out. Yeah. You should really be making that decision, like.
Unless it's, like, past, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, should we abort babies? Babies that should not be made. Like, if the parent knows already, I don't want this little nigga, why would we make them here? That's on us when that kid
has a shit. Why would we make them have the baby if they don't want the baby and they don't want to care for it? Because then it'll just end up being the government's problem and they don't want that shit.
Facts.
I'm like, oh, another fucking orphan. God damn it.
I don't know. I think my political views have been enlightened a lot more recently just because I watched the
Sopranos
Last Week Tonight show on
HBO.
Oh
my god, yo.
That shit is funny as hell, and it makes a lot of good points about shit in today's society, the politics. Like, it genuinely is, it has the people's view in mind, and it's very enlightening. And I recommend it to any of you viewers. You got HBO Max. It's the Last Week Tonight show with Stephen Colbert. That's pretty fucking good.
Thank you. Is that who sponsors you tonight?
No, he doesn't, but I'm sponsoring him because that shit's good.
But I'm sponsoring you.
Like, what's the word?
Okay, Scott. Pressure like a jeep, jeep, jeep.
Next question. If you were to see yourself in 50 years, what technology will you be holding in your hand?
What happened?
What technology do you think we're going to have in 50 years?
What are you going to be holding in your hand?
In 50 years?
Yeah. Like you yourself, not like max technology.
I wouldn't be holding nothing, bro. I'd have a full VR type shit.
I'm gonna
like
say
the glasses. I will be able to like search shit with my eyes on the glasses with my mind. I bet we're gonna be up there in
Neuralink.
50 years.
Neuralink. My boy, I'm gonna have Neuralink in my hand and in my brain.
Have y'all not watched Black Mirror?
I've seen
some episodes of it. They're not correlated, so
They're not correlated, but there's one about Neuralink, essentially, and, like...
Yeah, I've seen... I think I've seen that one.
Fat's back.
Julia put me on.
Do you keep the people entertained?
Fat is back. I tried to. They just shut the fuck up.
He's talking about Black Mirror.
Shout out Black Mirror.
I'm at abortion.
Oh, so. Fat. Oh, yeah, and abortion. We had abortion on there.
Okay, smart.
What technology do you think you're going to be holding in your hand in 50 years, Fat?
Oh, dude, some crazy technology.
Facts.
I think it'll be, like, some handheld shit that you can see... Like, they'll have, like, holographic shit that'll pop up or whatever. We won't have any, like, hard screens anymore. I don't think hard screens are going to be a thing forever.
It'll be a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Once we have the technology past it.
I don't think we'll have time travel, but I think we'll have simulated historic events. Like, absolutely. If you wanted to go to a museum or something, you just throw on the VR headset. And you would relive an event in history, and you'd be that, like, important person or whatever. I think that can all be achievable and be very accurate.
Yeah.
Really crazy. Yeah. It's definitely...
You go to any time period or something like that, you know?
I mean, shit, I feel like it's...
Yeah, but then you... That is not... It's like a third fucking person document, you know? It's not reliable.
That's true.
What do you mean? I'm talking like you can have all the info there at your...
But
at your
were any of us there? No.
Nobody was there, Scott. Those are third...
Yeah. Like, unless you're going to use a telescope to look back on that exact position through a million light years and know...
I'm saying for displays, like
but
museum
from
displays
what we know,
and shit like that.
I'm just saying,
that,
yeah, but it wouldn't 100% be the real thing.
Well,
yeah,
the museums
cool.
will close.
But, you know...
Exactly. A lot of shit's going to change in the future. A lot of shit's going to close, like...
But why would we want that?
Hey, man. It's going to be...
No.
What it is, I don't know what to tell you.
That's a really...
That's just the way technology works, bro. Technology. You have less need for human resources. Or human labor and shit like that. Like, you feel me?
You don't think that plays a role in the
But those jobs are going to turn into IT jobs to run the thing. Like,
no, they're not.
Everybody's going to know how to code in 2050. Like,
guess.
Okay.
Or, yeah, I'm pretty sure by 2050, everybody's going to know how to code. But we're talking, like, 2070. You said 50
look
years.
Look at that house, dog. That's huge.
I think it's beautiful.
I'd be old.
We'd be all pretty be old by 2070, yeah. But I think it'll be easier to get old. Like, I think there'll be, like, body enhancements and, like, blood transfusions and, like, shit. That'll
you guys remember that scene in Talladega Nights where Will Ferrell said, "Oh." With today's advancements in technology, I'll probably live to be, you know, 200-300 years old.
Yeah.
You know? And I believe that.
That's what I'm thinking, dude.
I don't think they will, but I think we might.
Yeah,
like,
we are a lot younger
you, like,
than Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Like, most of the things, like, you already have a lot of the shit to make shit better.
Only problem is everybody wants to make billions of dollars off of it. And, you know, if one corporation or one, you know, just like pharmaceutical companies, if they control a certain type of medicine, they're only the ones that produce it. They charge whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, because people need it.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Like, it is fucked up, but that's going to be the same way with modern technology. When new technology comes out, you know, there's going to have exclusive ownership to that technology, that copyright. You feel me?
And
I think there's always going to be competitors, though. Like, even if Apple is the first person to come out with new holographic shit, you kids aren't going to be able to stop Samsung or Google.
Okay,
I'm
also,
not talking about,
like
everyday technology.
All the technologies, like, most of the shit is, like, not groundbreaking. Like, they're still using the same shit. Like, Intel processors, like, all the companies use that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fair.
And the same, it's just combined, like, what are you going to put that processor in that's new, you know? So I think it's more of a conceptual thing. Like, who's going to come up with this concept first?
Let's think deeper into it. That's only shit we know for a fact. Like, if you really think, like, what...
Yeah.
A, governments, or B, companies have in stock that they haven't released publicly and nobody's allowed to speak about.
Yeah, well, then what's the point? Like, oh, you can have it, but I mean...
But it's already the tech. The tech's already there, is what I'm saying. They're not working on it. It's already perfected. They're just holding it.
Exactly. But then that's the same as nobody knowing about it at all.
But that's probably
because
it's for the better. There's certain shit that's just too powerful for everyone to have.
Yeah, I suppose. But then again, like, we could do the same shit the government can do. You know, we just need a budget. So I imagine there's people already doing that, like SpaceX, like Elon. Like, you know, Tesla's got some shit up their sleeve.
Yeah.
But Elon obviously doesn't fuck with the government. Yeah,
this motherfucker takes rockets out on Tuesdays.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Like, no, dude, seriously, if NASA, like, if the government went against, like, they were like, oh, we're gonna nuke your shit. Elon was like, oh, I'm gonna put my special military-grade nuclear defense system up, like, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could combat anything. They're gonna be like, oh, we're gonna nuke you. And I'm gonna be like, I've actually just programmed the nukes to nuke you. These are my nukes now.
That's fair. Yeah,
I do think nuclear weapons will be gone in the future because they are a fossil resource. You can't make...
Well, they're not going anywhere.
You just can't use them. Plutonium.
Perfect. Like, nobody can do
it. Not yet. We can't make plutonium yet. You never know what you can make eventually.
I guess.
Look, bruh. Think back into high school chemistry. Shit you were doing with... You have no clue what the two vials were, but you put them in, and you learned some shit. Well, niggas are doing that on a huge scale on actual real things currently. That's just shit we know.
Yeah. Russia very well could take over the world.
Jesus Christ.
What was that?
I don't know.
The metal scared
the shit. Imagine driving the GTI down this road. That's how my life was.
Oh, dude.
This 4-inch slam to the fucking ground. Backbreaker. Bro, I still have back pains.
Ugh. Couldn't do it, man.
You rode in it.
A classic mobile.
You rode in it, man. It was a fun car. It was like a go-kart.
What? Little go-kart action.
It's been 31 minutes.
Be able to turn into this bitch.
How you guys been calling your free time?
Woohoo! I've just started going to the gym a lot.
That's good.
Yeah, I need to get back into the gym.
You should come to Pierre with me.
I am Jim. I also go to Pierre.
You're Jim?
What's up, Jim?
You are Jim?
I am Jim.
That boy Jim.
Boy Jim.
Oh,
over
those
there.
Ducks.
Those are ducks.
Half duck, half chicken.
Duckins, dude.
Guys, if you weren't well informed, we're going to buy some weed.
Yeah, we're going to buy some gassy gas at a tax price.
Yep.
From the local plug.
Is that Colby's?
Yes, that's Colby's Jeep.
That is so funny, bro.
Guys.
You're going to be here 30 more minutes.
We just pulled up to the plug's house.
Why does it say 2.0T? Is he retarded?
Because he's a dumb fucking bitch who lies about his car, thinks he's cool. Should we get a guest appearance on the podcast? If not, I'll be right back.
I don't think so.
We can bring it inside.
I don't think we should bring Nick. I don't think we should bring it inside. The kid's going to be
not
screaming.
Not Nick.
Or not Nick, fucking Dom.
They're not going inside either.
Well?
Okay, we'll hurry back then.
I will.
What an adventure, boys and girls.
This is why I did not go. Not much. I was very hesitant.
Very hesitant.
Devin has no regard for human life.
Dude, have you seen how he drives?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's how I drive. I'm talking about...
Scott can't drive for shit either, yo.
Bro, what do you mean I can drive for shit? It's you motherfuckers that go the speed limit that can't drive for shit.
No. Devin's great, though. Except, you know, the no regard for human life thing. But it's just...
Like, I told him, like, I was like, hey, yeah, Kayla's coming over later, so, like...
Yeah, know. Let's make it...
It's like, oh, well, we'll mention that. Well, this motherfucker, like, we're in Del Mar.
I know, we're not even close to Del Mar. So we're like not even, where was that Del Mar?
We're in Laurel.
How did we get here?
Salisbury weed is just fine.
Salisbury weed's some boof sometimes, yo.
Yeah, that's why I started dealing, bro. I was sick of it.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing we didn't mention my last first name in this podcast. I'm under an alias.
Yeah.
Same.
We call him Tosk Papone.
Nagloon.
I don't want to call you Nagloon. I don't like that.
You probably shouldn't say that. I said it under my breath.
Oh, dude.
I didn't think... say that out loud. You can't edit this.
No, I can't. I didn't mean anything by it.
Just say it again, man.
No, I'm not going to say it again. I feel like I'm not supposed to. I didn't think it was, like, that bad.
No, it's not, really. It just depends on how you perceive it. I just made it bad by saying you shouldn't say it.
Dude, you made it bad.
It's my fault. You should say it again.
No, dude, I'm not going to say it again just in case.
You
got to
say it again so they know what you're talking about. They might not hear it the first time.
That would be good.
The gloom.
I don't know if it's bad or not.
Oh, so man. How was it, like, do you enjoy, like, Fat, when you go to your meetings and shit, how is it?
Meetings are nice. I don't go to any AA meetings or anything anymore.
No, I'm talking about the neo-Nazi ones.
No, haven't been to any in a while, man.
No functions?
I changed my ways. No.
You're popping out your party. There's something.
I thought about joining and I realized, like, I was against everything that they were about. You feel me? I'm not.
Devin in this bitch.
Hey, shout out to the plug. He gave me a 20 back.
Yeah. He's like, fuck.
And said, keep it, bro. You a good customer.
Oh.
It's like that.
Or you're because you're not just a customer.
Then what am I?
You're his bitch.
That's not
how that works. You'd be sucking Tommy off.
I would. Whoa.
You would for a wood?
Whoa. Oh, guys. You would for a wood? Guys, topic came up.
Yeah.
This is hypothetical, of course.
Yeah.
But each one of us in this car could be a fucking rapist and lie about it to the day we die.
Oh, my God.
Scott, and I'm looking at you, my boy. Can you get the tray from out there?
Where? Invalid.
Somewhere back there. Anything that works has a tray.
You want this bump?
Fuck yeah.
I hate you, it says.
Says I hate you.
Oh, wait, you want this folder?
It says I hate you, don't leave me. Yeah, Fat would probably prefer the folder.
I'm actually very inclement on women's rights. I like women's
Me
rights.
Too. Women deserve to not be raped.
Yeah, well, my mother, see, she was in a certain situation when I was younger, so that would... You know, it's just, I would never do such a thing.
Hell no. Consent is great.
It's in this key.
Actually, because of incidents in the past, oh I subconsciously, God. Like, self-consciously have to ask a woman before I put my dick in them if they're comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's just every time. And it's just good to make sure. And it might make the moment awkward, but it's better to be safe than sorry. Yeah, you gotta start recording.
Yeah, no, seriously.
We can bring up the point that bitches do
be like, one second, be like, oh, honey, so sorry, give me a sec. Boop. Okay. Do you consent to this? Yes, okay, thanks. So then when she tries to say
in
you
today's
later.
In system, though, I will say that it is woman's word versus man's word. And here recently, they have been...
You bugging us up.
They've been fucking the men up, bro. They just don't believe them anymore. They're just like, come on, bro.
So, oh, shout out to Plug. Shout out Dom.
You probably shouldn't.
He told me I could. I made sure.
We said his name before he said you could. It's fine. You could get out of here, though, for sure.
What? Bro, we have to roll up. Spot.
I'll roll it. While you're driving.
You don't need to roll. I don't want you to roll, Scott. Who knows what you've done with them fucking hands?
You ever had a rag stuffed in your mouth and antifreeze poured down your
mouth? Yeah, actually. Have you met my fucking ex?
I met you.
What's happening?
What?
Yes, that's happened to me, bro.
You'd be dead, actually.
No.
If that did happen.
No, she took me straight to the ER. She's a great girl. Love her to death. It was just like one antifreeze moment.
What would you do if you woke up, right, guys? What would you guys do if you woke up and there was your girlfriend holding a Glock to your head, pulling the trigger, but it was jammed?
Guys, he's not talking about a hypothetical situation. This happened to one of our close friends 2 days ago. Woke up to the slide not working on his Glock X43. If you know anything about guns, that's a shitty-ass gun. With his bitch just straight pulling the trigger, trying to rack it to kill his ass. Gun, like, pointed straight at his head.
Ridiculous.
Imagine waking up to that.
And Keita's new car.
And Keita's brand new car just got it last fucking week.
Mind you, she just thinks that he cheated.
He didn't cheat.
No, I'm saying that's all. That's, she just thinks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She did that based off of an assumption.
Jesus.
She did all this shit based off of a fucking hypothetical story she made up in her head. So the moral of this story, don't trust bitches. Fuck them.
I think you should... I think anytime you get in a relationship, I wish it was allowed for the couples, or like maybe just before marriage even, if it would make it better, but for like a mental assessment of whoever the person you're being. Like, both of you get it. It's cool. You guys just want to see what the fuck's wrong with your mental stability before you marry someone. That way you don't end up murdered or, you know, whatever. And I think that would be okay. I think we should normalize that.
I agree, Scott. I think that would be fun. Keep everybody safe, you know?
But it might cause segregation between, you know, mentally instable people and mentally stable people. Is that not Colby?
That's Colby, yeah. Colby was in there.
What?
Yeah. My best friend. Yeah, Colby's in there.
Oh, why? I thought you meant in the
when
car.
When does Colby come to Delmar to Dom's? I've never seen him here.
Bro, literally all the time. He only doesn't buy from me because I don't roll for
well,
him.
Dom doesn't... Okay, there's a truck coming this way. I don't know how this is going to work. But Dom wants me to play 2K with him all the time, and I feel bad because I never do.
You really be saying that?
Yeah, like, I'll go over there because we both... He knows, like, I play, and he knows I have PlayStation, and I buy from him. Just feels like I use him, and he just wants, you know, more friends, I think. And I don't mean to, like, diss him, but he just lives kind of far, and he's my drug dealer. And, you know...
You're literally describing the movie Seth Rogen and James Franco made about weed.
Oh, fucking Pineapple Express.
Yeah, that's literally how James Franco feels in the movie. Like, he just wants a friend. And I can tell you from...
Well, a lot of... Well, that's not an abnormal thing. I think that's why they made the movies, because a lot of drug dealers want to be friends with some of their customers. Like, that's a big thing.
It is. 100%.
It was yummy.
Like, you have to be.
Like, when I started selling, I had friends that were good friends that switched...
What with my extra?
...to just customers.
Roll it up.
You know?
Do what?
Roll it up.
Roll it up.
I gave Fat to go ahead and be rolling two blunts. So, tell me where are you going to go around? We'll start with Fat and then go to Dawson, then Scott, then me.
Okay.
What is the sexiest quality in a girl, physical or spiritual or mental? Go.
It's got to be a good sense of humor mixed with, like, a comfortability with, what's the word I'm looking for? When you're in public and you're, like, making out with somebody.
Oh, PDA.
PDA,
public display of affection.
Has to be okay with PDA.
But, like,
I like how showing off is sexy to me. Not, like grabbing, what, not, like,
maxing
fucking
out.
Each
so,
other,
look,
but,
this
like,
is...
Not afraid to, like, make out and, like, show each other affection, like, hold on to each other.
Can I make a comment,
you know,
on
stuff
that?
In public? Like, not afraid to show off a little
Can
bit.
Can I make a comment on
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Okay, so my ex, Caitlin, the one we were talking about earlier, she, you know, call back, whatever. She liked public affection. I thought it was hot, too. Like, it was very cool and, like, attractive. But sometimes she would grab my dick in public, you know, no matter where we were. And I would snatch back and, like, startled, like, hey, yo. What the fuck? And she would cry about it because I was snatching away from her and she thought I didn't love her.
Damn.
So it can be toxic. That can be toxic as fuck, honestly.
But it's not about the PDA. It's about she's a little slut bitch who couldn't be told no when you didn't want to have your dick touched. She needs to fucking have boundaries.
That's exactly what it is, Devin.
Like,
good job. Thank you. That was funny.
She's attractive, though.
She's not attractive. I've seen her.
Was.
It was, yeah, she was. I seen the pictures. You right. That bitch doing crack.
When I was with her, bro, she was bad as fuck, maybe.
For real?
Bro, the amount of dudes... Okay.
Stop. I asked a question.
I know.
Dawson.
Yo.
Sexiest quality.
Sexiest quality?
Period. Any. Physical or non-physical?
I don't know. This is just from the top of my head, because I was thinking about it the other day, for real.
Yes.
Honestly... How, you know when you first meet a girl,
uh-huh.
and you, like, really want to fuck him? And then, and no, like, obviously, like, straight off the bat, and then you, like, get really excited. You start imagining, oh, you automatically assume that this is going to be a great thing because she has to know she's doing it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you kiss her, and she's a really bad kisser. Like, really bad. Like, your tongues just don't work. Your tongue goes left, and hers goes left, and you're just like, oh. Just imagine two tongues. And then one trying to go the other way, and then one trying to go this way, and you're like, oh, oh. And then it just kills the whole vibe. You're like, this bitch doesn't even know how to have a decent makeout session right now, and I have to fuck her for like a half and more hour.
Oh,
but sorry, but no, honestly, good. And then if you get a girl that's like really knows what she's doing,
oh yeah, that's a turn on. But at the same time, you gotta check shorty history.
Oh yeah, of course.
Also, I mean, I like it when I can take the lead. I don't like it when a woman tries to kiss the top lip. Or, like, you know, like...
Yeah, but when she doesn't follow your lead, you
know? Yeah, type shit. Because I like to have the bottom lip. Yeah. I like to have the bottom lip. If she doesn't let me have the bottom lip, if she wants my bottom lip, it's over. I'm done. I don't like it.
I don't think I've ever had that happen.
You can switch it up. But, like, nah, it was one time. It's only happened one time. Okay. But, like, normally the girl knows that she's getting her lip bitten.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. That woman is dominant for some reason.
My bitch is no better.
Like drip, drip, drip.
I like dominance if she's like riding the fuck out of me, but I don't like it when you're kissing me. Feel me?
I'm cool on it, period.
Right.
I'm just cool in life.
If
is
I were
anybody else cool with the finger in the ass?
No.
No.
Nope.
Honestly, this has been my proposition in my life multiple times.
Let me end this conversation.
Yeah, listen, Scott.
She will literally let me fuck her in the ass if she gets to put her finger in my ass.
Dude, you gotta take that.
And she told me this fucking 5 to 10 times. Yeah. Like, this is how it is. Like, if you want to do it, we can do it, but I get to put my finger in your ass.
Yep. Can I ask from the start, like, from the jump here, why did you want to fuck her in the ass?
Right.
Because
somebody was hyping it up, like, that shit's tight as fuck. The homie was like, it's gangster, trust me.
And I was like, shit, bro, I'm gonna get my...
So just trust me, bro.
Nah, it's not even on some trust me shit. It's like, I'm gonna go my whole sex life without trying it once with a bitch that I know is clean as fuck. Like,
yeah.
A bitch that I know I fuck with heavy. Our sex life is perfect. Like,
yeah, go for it then.
Then absolutely, I wanted to try it. But I was like, I'm not taking it up no ass for no reason, bro.
Dude, the finger's not that bad. I'm telling you, it's great.
I just don't want a finger in my ass.
I'll stick my own finger in my ass.
Yeah, like, I'd rather stick my own finger in my ass. I'm not trying to get fingered, bro.
Oh, dude.
Bro,
it's so great.
If I wouldn't do it to myself, I wouldn't let somebody else do it to me.
Dude.
Fuck no.
It's dope. You guys gotta try it.
What?
Stop.
Nah, I'll try it, bro. If I was willing to put it in the ass the first time.
I think at like 23 or 24, you just get bored.
Dude, the amount of shit I've done, I have gotten bored, bro.
How old are you?
You're just like
24.
Give me a little cheese curl while you're down there. Like, you just think of that one day.
I've done a lot, man.
I don't want to get to that point, man. I stuck my fingers down
a bitch's throat while I was fucking
happy with
her. Oh, of course.
I slapped the shit out of her.
Oh, of course.
I've about fucking rocked her world.
Oh, of course.
Done all those things.
Choked her into the fucking pillow.
Yeah,
fucking,
I have choked this bitch.
Fact, can we talk about how
passing out
you
multiple times.
I need to know that this is true. Like, why is your dick curved?
Yeah. It curves to the left.
My book got that left curve.
Everybody, fat dick, if you were wondering, curves to the left.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it is the exact shape and size, may I add you, of a banana.
Okay.
It looks just like one. Like, curved to the side, just like that. Like, when I have to pee
probably
with
like a baby banana.
Deer
like
to
a
the left.
Like, when I have to pee with a boner, I have to
Micaiah.
Move.
Come on now, your name
I move to the bottom right corner of the bathroom to pee with a boner because I can't just bend over and do it because
yeah,
it's not
I have
straight
to
up
lean over the toilet.
My bus.
Yeah, I can't just lean over.
Yeah, bro, my bus is there too, 63.
Yeah, I don't have the option to just lean over.
That's kind of crazy.
It's
bro.
Got a full on curve to it for real.
Ah, bro, I've never had a piss
but
on
I've
my
been
dick hard.
Dude, I've been told it hits the fucking G spot though. She just. I can't fuck her from behind. She says fucking her from behind can be painful. So that's only when I'm feeling like super dominant. Well, I just kind of say fuck it to what she wants.
Flip her.
Just flip her
hold
over.
Hold her down.
No,
yeah.
My most.
But she's into doing that too. So
yeah,
like,
she
my
likes
favorite
it.
Thing,
yeah,
my
exactly.
favorite thing to do during sex is to just grab the bottom of her thighs and throw her against the wall. And you pick her right up and use the wall as my fucking grounds and, you know, thrust up.
Yeah, okay.
That's a nice one. I could.
That's good. That's
you had me lost for a second, but yeah, fuck yeah.
I was like, are we going to wall sit? And then I see.
She's doing a wall sit, but she does none of the work. It does get tiring. I will be sore the next day.
Oh, it gets tiring as fuck.
Especially depends on, I've done it with like a fat chick before. It's horrible.
Why would you do that?
But then the gravity, you just have to go up and then go down.
I shouldn't say fat.
That's why I've had to do push ups and do a bitch before.
It was like not obese, but like she's a good, like, she probably weighs like a little bit more than me, you know?
My boy fat shaming over here.
175.
Straight up talking about she a little fatter than me. That boy and you fat, bro. If she fat, you fat.
Yeah, I'm like
calling you out on this one, buddy.
175. I'm tall as fuck.
Was she also 6 foot?
Yeah, she's 6'2".
I do got one of those though. She does weigh more than me. I will not be picking her up. Yeah, bro.
Nuh-uh.
Don't say her names.
She does not.
Don't say her names.
Does she? Dude.
She slid through the night too. On gay.
She told you that?
Yeah.
Why would she tell you that?
I don't know, bro. She doesn't look like it. That's all. It's all in the ass, the thighs.
She used to be a man.
No, almost surprisingly.
Yeah, that's another thing. That ex I was talking about, Caitlin, the one from like last year, she asked me this hypothetical to, like, she cried about this one too. If she was born a man and she had the surgery done to become a woman, would I still love her?
Fuck no.
That's exactly what I said. And she said, why?
Oh, that should be pretty self-explanatory.
Why wouldn't you? It be the same? No.
How the fuck are you gonna be the same? What are you talking about?
I'm not homophobic, but like, if you had a dick, hypothetically speaking, I wouldn't love you.
Because I didn't fall in love with you with a dick in between your legs.
Yeah.
And if your pussy just didn't work,
I still considered.
You wouldn't
like,
have a dick though. You feel me? It's not like we're just not fucking, like, bitch.
What do you guys think about hermaphrodites?
Explain.
Do they not have anything?
They have both.
Oh, they have both.
Their clit is like a penis.
Those are tough, man. Those
They're tiny,
scary.
Tiny penises.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they got a vagina hole, too.
Yep.
Like, but they're penises, though?
Yeah, hermaphrodites.
Like, it's an actual, like, little penis.
Yeah, it's like a baby penis.
But, like, an actual penis, though. Like,
tiny.
It looks like a wiener.
No, it's red. It's like a dog's wiener.
No, are you serious?
Ew, yo.
Fuck.
I swear to God, I'd rather fuck a bitch who's on fentanyl before I hit that.
Like, when I feel like people, when they use the phrase, flicking the bean to masturbate, like women, I always think of hermaphrodites because they're literally flicking, like, a little
big
red
ass
bean. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Can I have a lighter?
So sorry to everyone who's hearing this shit and possibly eating food.
Oh my god, I forgot we're recording these poor people.
Yeah, how long is this podcast?
It stops at an hour.
How long does that bump it out in your hands?
We got 7 minutes
again.
Left.
Bro, shut up.
It's got less than blunts go, yo.
Let them off like some air raids in Russia.
Well,
not funny.
Not cool, man.
Not cool, too soon. Shut the fuck up.
It hasn't even stopped. There's no too soon to
get it's still going.
It's
on.
Happening right now. Somebody
people
just died
day.
For that.
I didn't say Ukraine. I said Russia. I want Russia.
And who's Russia doing it to?
You're on Russia's side?
No, I said like, air raids over Russia.
So we're dropping bombs on Russia.
Yeah.
Nuke. I think I'm down with that. I don't think we should nuke them. They'll
I think we
right
should.
Back.
No,
I think we
people,
should.
By the way, the people, it's not the Russian people, by the way. They're getting hella propaganda. I've seen it.
Facts.
It's kind of dope.
Propaganda.
They told the children. They told the children on the news.
Propaganda.
Russia told the children on the news that they are not hitting any schools or hospitals or any populated areas. They were only going for the government, and that was it. That's what they told the people who don't know any better.
Damn.
But I did see a TikTok with some Russian soldiers, and that was funny. They were all on a rooftop, marching with, you know, a lot of guns. Also, someone were Ukrainian soldiers. That one was sad. It wasn't as funny.
They're dead now.
Probably.
Dead. Rest in peace, all our fallen soldiers.
I mean, you guys know when you see our soldiers, unless they're like Navy SEALs, we've got like 100 of them anywhere they are. They got like, they travel in groups of four. Of
yeah.
They travel in groups of four.
That's some fun.
Yeah, but Russia's also not winning, so
they're not doing great, no, because people, like, every citizen that still is in Ukraine is basically there to fight now. They all have gotten, like, guns and machetes. They're like a militia.
Yeah, they are. I think it's kind of badass.
It is really badass.
They, no, the thing is, the TikTokers, yo, they're killing it right now.
Facts.
Like, with the RPGs that run around, they're just like, oh, look at this TikTok of a Ukrainian soldier blowing up a Russian tank. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? They're just doing that? Also, and there's so many videos.
You guys know that we're not helping at all.
We're sending weapons. We're just not sending troops. What the fuck was
that? Not enough.
It is enough. It does not our fucking problem. But you know what? We've helped them.
Bro, the United States has stepped into every single problem in the entire world over and over. When are they going to stop and say, you know what? World War III, we'll jump in at the end, but why should we...
They're stepping in, like, just enough, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're doing just enough to not get glizzy down by
Putin.
Like,
Ukraine is not a part of NATO. And, you know, we didn't have to do anything.
I think we should join Russia so my gas prices go down.
And we also can't... Russian troops can't fight U.S. troops because then it'd be a world war.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we got about 4 minutes left.
Get back to the topic, then, of beautiful women.
I think you're up, Devin.
No, sure. You were before me.
No, I went.
What'd you say?
I don't remember. I don't think I went.
You're a bitch, bro.
Scott didn't go.
I did go.
No, you didn't.
He said the wall thing.
Nah, that wasn't my... So the best rating woman for me is like... Nobody said it.
The type that want to suck you dry and then eat some lunch with you.
No.
Doesn't even know what that song's
Yeah. You still got with the titties though. Okay. Before we get copyrighted, I think I like a woman who genuinely like is just obedient.
What the fuck?
What?
Oh my God. No way.
Oh, sweet fuck, dude. That's so funny.
Bro, did not just say that.
Oh, my God. Oh, puppy.
Not to this point where I have to tell her to do things, but, like, if I'm coming home from work, dinner should be done.
Right. God. Oh, fuck, dude.
Scott, you are retarded, bro.
Oh, shit.
Like... I'm a savage,
but
bro.
I'm that type that'll provide, too. Like, I don't want her to have to work. But if I come home and my dinner's not cleaned up from last night...
You gonna yell at her? What you gonna do, bro?
I'll put him in the sink. But, like, if the dishes aren't done... You feel me? Like, she should know.
No, I don't feel
she
you.
She should know.
I don't feel you, bro.
Really is rubbing off on you.
Oh, fuck.
No, I don't bro. Feel it's you, just bro. How my...
These
how,
dishes aren't done!
That's how I was raised,
that's
bro.
That's how you're going to treat your
My girls, mother bro. Believes this, too. My mother thinks that the woman should stay home and
your
cook
mom
and
does
clean.
Not do any of those things.
This is true.
But so if the only other person who is telling you that doesn't do it themselves, why
no,
do you
No, she does. She cooks sometimes. But, like, the Dawson's point is she doesn't have to work, though. Dawson's point is that she doesn't do these things, but she does believe that they should be done by a wife.
Yeah.
Like, those are their duties.
She's like, I mean, I probably should do that, but yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
All right, but in my bad. Realistically, Scott, the only way this works
out of
is
love.
If you're bringing in six figures.
Perfectly yeah, fine. That's so, achievable. I believe that is my goal. I have no problem doing that. As long as she... I'll buy her fucking Prada. I'm talking Sopranos, bro. Carmella.
We got 1 minute left. We got 10 more seconds to talk.
You gotta have a wife that's down to fuck and also do those things.
Shut the fuck up. That's
as long
the worst
as you're providing, I'll buy
her
Prada, Gucci, whatever
bro.
She wants. Best person, she can show them
mom,
off
bro.
To her friends.
You're like, talking about your mom. How did we...
Oh, bro. Fuck.
For me, in the last 40 seconds,
I'll pay for that gym membership too. She better be going.
Facts.
I'll buy home gym equipment.
Motivated.
You buy the membership and then you talk.
I wanted to end this. With Scott just being properly misogynistic. Oh my god, dude.
If I just gotta go to the gym, I'm paying for it.
Oh my god.
If I text you. And okay, say,
the episode's gonna end. No, right, Pat out.